Kia ora e te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millennial Podcast. Today we're diving into a topic a lot of people think about. Financially, is it better to live in a small town or the city here in Aotearoa, New Zealand? I personally live in a small town and I've noticed some real financial benefits, but cities have their own perks too. To help unpack this, I've looked at some evidence and data from New Zealand-specific resources so that we can, you know, move past gut instincts and actually talk about the real numbers. So, part one, who lives where? First up, it's useful to know where New Zealanders actually live. According to Environmental Health Indicators data, about 15.7% of people live in rural areas, with the rest in small, medium, or major urban areas. That means most of us live in cities or towns, but a meaningful share still choose rural life, and that choice can have financial implications. So, you know, let's break down some housing costs, because there's a big difference between rural and urban. Housing is usually the single biggest cost for most households. National cost living data shows that renting or buying in cities is significantly more expensive than smaller towns or rural areas, and anyone who's looked at the property market will be able to see that. So just as an example, in Auckland, rent for a one-bedroom apartment can be around $2,000 a month. Like, I've looked at these and I've considered moving to Auckland, and, you know, for like $500 a week, it's nothing flash. It's like kind of just a box and kind of one-bedroom apartment. Some of them are even like studios for like $500. So in other cities like Christchurch, you might see closer to $1,500 to $2,000 per month. And in smaller towns or rural regions, rent can be even lower, sometimes under $1,600 for similar spaces, and house purchase prices can literally be hundreds of thousands cheaper. Another source suggested moving to rural areas can often save around $100,000 off the price of a typical home compared to major cities, but as someone who has, you know, like, I look at the property market and some small towns can be knocking off more than that, depending on where you're looking at and what you're looking for. But right away, lower housing costs are clear, you know, that that's a benefit for living rurally or living in smaller towns. But on the flip side, Stats New Zealand data shows that across the country, many households are spending a large share of their income on housing, even homeowners, with rent and mortgage costs rising faster than people's incomes. So around 1 in 5 households spend more than 40% of their disposable income on housing, which is absolutely crazy. So that means that whether you're an urban or a rural person, housing still matters, but the burden tends to be heavier in the cities because costs are higher to start with. So what about income then? City jobs tend to pay more. You know, if we look at the Stats New Zealand analysed the census data on income by where people live, and while there isn't a huge gap, the proportion of people earning high incomes is slightly higher in urban areas. So, for example, in the 2018 census, 27% of urban workers earned between 70 and 100K, and that was compared to 26.4% in rural areas. So, not a massive difference, but there is a small difference. Another way to think about income is through city averages. So data from Auckland suggests median household earnings are around $155,000, indicating that there's probably, you know, more a better job market in larger urban areas. But that doesn't mean that rural people, you know, necessarily have to have low incomes. It means cities just tend to have slightly higher share of those higher income job opportunities and more industry variety, which can be a financial advantage if you're focused on career and earnings growth. But in saying all of this, it really depends on your career, because as someone who lives in a small town, I've also noticed that, you know, when there are doctor shortages, doctor salaries can be far higher than ones I've seen in other cities. So, you know, it really depends on your career, what industry are you in, all of those different things. For me, for example, I work for myself and my income isn't dependent on living in a certain town. So whether I lived in Auckland or I lived in a small town, it really wouldn't make a difference. I have considered though that if I lived in Auckland, I would be closer to potential speaking events, which would decrease my travel time, which would potentially allow me to have more capacity to do more. So there's obviously just, you know, different things to think about in your personal situation and your personal circumstances and what that kind of looks like. But another one is transport costs. So rural can, it really depends, but I was going to say rural can potentially be more expensive. But one of the real costs that often surprise people, especially like in rural kind of places, is that cities like Auckland and Wellington have really good public transport systems, and that can mean that you might not even need a car because you can walk, you can bus, you can train, or you can ferry, and all of those, you know, options reduce the need for fuel, insurance, maintenance, and all of those car costs. You know, if you think about like the long-term impact of driving a car and how much that's going to cost you over your lifetime, if you're able to, say for example, spend your 20s living in a city and you don't need a car, that could be a lot of money that can go towards your financial goals. But, you know, on the flip side, if you do have a vehicle in those bigger cities and you're, say, driving an hour to work, you know, from one side of Auckland to the other, or not even that far, honestly, in Auckland, where the traffic is really bad, you know, you're actually going to still be spending a lot on transportation, quite similar to if you're living in the countryside and you decide to work in a different town. If you're driving an hour to work in a different town and you're driving an hour, you know, living in Auckland to get from your house to your job, then those are going to be similar. So unless you're in the countryside, the other thing too is there's no real public transport. Like there might be, you know, little community shuttles or whatever there is, but often there's not much option or availability of public transport, and you almost always need a car. Like, I would not survive without a car. Not because I wouldn't be able to get around in my own small town, because that would be easy enough, but it's about, like, the lifestyle that I want. I do enjoy a day out in, you know, in a town, and if I didn't have a car, like, that would make me really sad. So it's not a need living in a small town. I could definitely survive living here, walking places, biking places, like, it's so small, but, you know, just something to consider, because obviously having a car has, you know, fuel, insurance, maintenance, all of those different things, and over months and years, those costs really do add up, although they're harder to quantify because they vary so much, you know, depending on the distance and your driving habits and, you know, what kind of car you have and all of those different things. But number five is the cost of living in other areas. We can also look at like the general cost differences. So data on the cost of living shows that everyday expenses like groceries, utilities, and transports vary widely between cities and regional areas, with urban areas generally having a higher overall cost. So things like transportation, food, and utilities still cost money everywhere, but housing and many discretionary costs are generally higher in cities. So even though city life can save money on commuting if you work close, it might end up getting kind of eaten up in other places in your budget. But it would actually be really cool to do a little test on, say, like two 20-year-olds living in, you know, one rural, one living in the city, who have similar lifestyles, and to actually pinpoint those differences. But it also really depends on your personal spending habits, your personal goals, and that's why it's really hard to kind of say one is better than the other. So number six, what I wanted to chat about is job opportunities and services, because cities also offer like broader access to services, events, and professional networking, which can translate into more business and career opportunities than many rural areas offer. So that's just like what I was kind of talking about. If I was to move into the city, I believe that probably would help my business grow, just being in proximity to other business owners, being close to networking events, being able to network with business owners, and, you know, just like all of that kind of stuff. I think that can actually really help you. And at least where I live, I haven't kind of built a strong network of like other business owners and things like that. And there's also not that many. It's a smaller town. So that doesn't always show up in simple numbers like income, but it can matter over the long term if your career depends on industry connections, events, or specialized events. Oh, sorry, services. It really depends, and that's why it's so tricky to record this episode, because it's like it completely depends on so many different factors: your industry, your family life, what's important to you, all of those different things, you know. So what works for one person might not work for the other person. But ultimately, what is better financially? Does this mean that rural is always better or the city always pays off? The evidence suggests that rural living often means lower housing costs, which is one of the biggest financial wins, especially if you work locally or remotely. Urban living often means higher income potential and easier access to services, but it can come with significantly higher living costs, particularly housing. Transport and lifestyle costs are a real part of the equation too, and they're often higher outside cities. And there's just one more thing that I wanted to add, and that's that when you live in a small town and you're not surrounded by shops and shopping, I think that it's easier to not shop. Whereas when you live in the city and, you know, the shops are just always around you, I think that it's harder to avoid temptation because it's like literally under your nose. So what is the best choice? The best choice, I hate saying this, but the best choice depends on your goals. Depends on your goals, whether that's wealth building, career acceleration, quality of life, or even family needs. You know, what works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not work for me. There isn't a universal better. It's about the trade-offs you're willing to make and how you intentionally design your life and your money systems. But I think because most people, there's more people living in the cities than there are living in small towns. But if you're living in the city and you're considering moving to a smaller town, you know what? My tip would be to give it a go. You're not a tree. If you move and you decide you don't like it, you can literally gap it. You can go back to the city. I feel like living in a small town is such an experience. It's a different way of life to other places, to the city. People can be more friendly in smaller towns. That's definitely my experience. And so it really just depends. But if you're considering moving to a rural location, there could be an opportunity to save on, you know, housing costs. Maybe you want to buy a house and, you know, buying a house in Auckland is just like so unrealistic, but moving to a smaller town could allow you to either get on the property ladder and live in it or potentially buy a house as a rental property. So just some ideas for you to consider. Obviously, none of this is financial advice, but I just wanted to, my friend actually, she said it would be cool to do this episode and I agreed with her. We're both, well, she's actually just moved into the city and she was just sharing some of the things that are different from living rurally. So yeah, I thought that was really a cool kind of episode to do, but I'm quite disappointed that there's no definite answer of which one's better or worse. But I think that it's important, as always, for you guys to make your own decisions and think about what's important for you in your life. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a bit different to what I usually do. But yeah, if you enjoyed it, please send it to a friend, share it on your story, leave a rating, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. Anything would help. My goal this year is to grow this podcast to literally make it one of the top podcasts available. And I can't do that without your support. So I would be so grateful if you could support. Anyways, that's us for today. I will catch you all again tomorrow for a new podcast episode. Ka kite.